Blog Talk Radio. Breaking news.
Ushering in a new era. This is the War of the Words.
Boom! Episode number 112. You are here with the War of the Words, man. You know how we do it on Sundays, Cerebral Sundays. We do it live. We have a good time. Great time. Matter of fact, no doubt. I'll see you, Walker, mess with me, man. Got a great show lined up for you today on this episode of Cerebral Sunday, man. Of course, we're going to jump in and talk about Conflict 29, really, really kicking it off today and all this coming up week. Every day this week, we'll have somebody on as we just blow the shit out of July 25th. Starting today with Walker Vivian on some of this awesome pro Muay Thai going down in Charleston next month. I also want to mention that we will be covering next week we were asked to do that, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And also, we're going to be bringing some little bit of news about Steel Fist MMA. One of the things before we bring Walker on that I did want to mention. Was this ATT Low Country. I know a lot of you guys have been reading about it for a couple months now, and we're really kind of getting down to the wire of this big grand opening here in Charleston where I live. So I wanted to touch on that just a little bit. I think the grand opening is going to, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be, I don't have any information in front of me, so I'm sorry. I believe it's July 11th. And in West Africa, they are going to have a ton of people down there for the opening and the kickoff and, getting things going. And some of them will be staying and helping train. It looks like an amazing opportunity. I believe Malachi Friedman said the first 30 or 40 people who sign up when they open on opening day will get some kind of awesome deal. I can't recall exactly what. But I did want to give a shout out to those guys who are getting ready to do this ATT Low Country opening July 11th, and it's a school road here in Charleston. A whole bunch of UFC fighters, a bunch of guys from this season of Tough. My good buddy Steve Montgomery, that you've had on the show 50 times, will be on. Kimbo Slice. It's going to be awesome, guys. So make sure to check that out. If you need more information, you can go on Facebook, type in Malachi Friedman. But enough about that, man. Let's jump on this Conflict 29 goodness. For those of you guys who haven't heard, Conflict 29 is going down July 25th in Charleston, man. I'd advise you to get the tickets now. They are out. The last Charleston event sold out a month in advance, and I would say that this card is just as good, if not better. A lot of the people in this area are returning. And they had a big announcement that Andre Arlovsky is going to be there. So former UFC heavyweight champ and now once again contender and obviously MMA legend. As well as the card itself, the pro side, we've got Sam Primeny versus Nick Smiley. We've got Derek Kennington versus Shane Crenshaw. Mo Webb is on here versus Josh Robinson. Big Josh Millwood coming off a huge win over Dator Lyons Lee, taking on Solo Staley. We've got Adrian Henderson, A-Train, back in the building, taking on Undefeated Patrick Martin. You guys check this card out, man. The AMI side of it is phenomenal, filled with contenders as well. They have pro and AMI Muay Thai. I'm very excited for Tanya Lace versus Amy Banuelos. I think that is going to be a stunner of a fight. And, of course, Walker Vivian versus Mike Hazard. And that is what we are here to talk about today. So enough out of me. Let's go ahead and get Walker on. Walker, what's up, brother?
Hello?
What's up, man? Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you, man. I got you. What's good, man? How you doing?
I'm good, Eric. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, man. It's been I guess about two conflict cards ago since the last time I saw you. We talked a little bit about this pro stuff here. It's gotta be pretty awesome to have this locked in, man.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, it's been a long road for me trying to get that pro card, and this seems to be pretty promising. Can you hear me on this thing, man? I got a new headset. I don't know if it's working.
You sound magically delicious to me, brother.
All right.
Oh, man. You know, that's something that I kind of wanted to bring up, too, at the beginning of our conversation is, you know, I've known you for a long time, a couple of years, and I remember one of the first times that we talked, I was working for Warfare, and they had just passed a South Carolina law, regulation, maybe is a better term, in MMA, where you had to have a certain kind of record. I can't remember what it is, like a 60-40 or 70-30.
Yeah, 75% win record, I believe.
Yeah, something like that. And they kind of just, it's not one of those things where it was like a grandfather clause. They just put it in and said, everybody, bottom line. And I remember a lot of people having to go out of state and that having to kind of, it played a really big role, I think, in a lot of people's MMA careers. And I remember us talking heavily about it at Boca that night. Could you tell us a little bit about, about how that all worked out now that we're here?
Yeah, it's a dumb rule. It was that was a weird one, man. That was like a year and a half ago. I was set to go pro against a rematch against Sumner Martin. I think there was a couple other guys that were supposed to go pro. Brandon Bouchaw was supposed to go pro on that card. Will Newsom, and they kind of swept the rug out from under, so to speak. I mean, a guy like Brandon Bouchaw, I think at the time was 7-3, which is only 70% wins. This, you know, for you people that can't do math out there, it's only 70%. So you got a guy with a 7-3 record, and they're not going to allow him to go pro. They were saying he has to get another amateur fight. He had to go out of state. I think Will chose to stay as an amateur, and myself ran into a number of problems between medical suspensions and fighter pullout. I don't know. I've always said they should do it case by case, kind of look at the fighter and see how they fight, what they've done in other sports, like other combat sports. Let's say there's an amateur boxer that's, you know, 90-something amateur boxing wins. You're going to make him get 75% wins as an MMA fighter? And I think it's not just 75% wins, because obviously you could have one fight and then go pro. I think you have to have five or six fights, and it has to be 75% wins. It's just, there's like a whole, I don't know. I heard they were trying to fix it, but that's neither here nor there for me, because, you know, this is a professional Muay Thai fight, so, yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's one of those long, crazy roads that I also watched a lot of people go down, and now we've gotten even into this realm of, like, two different kinds of AMI, and there's different rules depending on if you're advanced AMI or not, depending on how many fights you've had. So
right.
It can get really crazy, man. Just for somebody to go pro, and like you said, you know, we talk a lot about this when we talk about AMIs in general. You know, just because a guy say it's a debut doesn't mean he hasn't had 100 fights in something else, and the fact that those basically don't count because everyone's treated identically. It's kind of weird to me, man. It's a weird situation.
Yeah, it definitely is, because, like, then on the other hand, you have guys that are getting set up to get the crap beat out of them. I mean, you know, you keep a guy as an amateur for a long time, and he's been more than ready to go pro. Like, then you're putting him in there against Joe Schmo, that's 3-0 and fought a bunch of backyard bums, and you beat the crap out of him. And, like, where's, like, you know, there's some safety issues into it, and like I said, it should be case by case. Like, by no means am I sitting here saying that it's like there's no use for that rule. I've always felt it should be case by case.
Sure. No, I agree with that. Actually, bringing up that safety issue, that's a smart way to look at it. And I was actually going to say that sometimes it feels like fighters are more or less forced to do things like that, or take fights, whether they be whoever they're against. when they may have different, plans. So I could agree with that, man. But what I do know is that we do have a pro Muay Thai fight going down July 25th. So talk to me about that, man. I know you've got to be excited. I'm sure you've seen the last Charleston card. It was a big sellout deal. You know, it's going to be a great crowd, a great place. And what are your thoughts, man?
Oh, man, I'm really excited for this fight. I'm surprised I haven't fought in Charleston a lot sooner than this. You know, I've been fighting, competing in combat sports for the last 5-6 years now, training for 7 or 8, and I just I'm really excited, man, because it's close enough to home. It's close enough to the two places I train. Like, I split time in Jacksonville, Florida, and I train and work in Myrtle Beach. You know, it's 1.5 hours from Myrtle Beach. It's 3 hours from Jacksonville, Florida, where I have a lot of friends and family. And, I mean, it's pretty awesome. Like, I'm really excited, man. I'm just really excited. As you can hear, I can't even talk about it. I can't put words, my thoughts into words.
I'm super excited for you, man. I'm very excited for you because, you know, I've kind of watched that struggle that you talked about a little earlier. I kind of watched that happen to you where you had a couple of fights fall out, and then this would happen and that would happen, and then you were trying to go pro. And, man, like, it was very refreshing to me, too, and I think for a lot of these fans out here, especially those, and you've got a lot of fans out in the Myrtle Beach area, all South Carolina, you're pretty known. So I know a lot of people were excited, but obviously no more than you to have this happen. And I think what makes this extra cool and extra, I think that electricity, is that you have you also are fighting someone who is also known and someone who is, respected in the community. This would be exciting if it were like Walker Vivian versus like Johnson Malloy debut, like, you know, to some dude. But the fact that it's, two known dudes makes it like a high, like, I can't, anybody out there who's not as excited for this as they are for any of the pro MMA fights, it's absolutely crazy to, this is a stunner match to me, man.
Yeah.
And to many others.
Yeah, it's definitely, now that you mention it, Mike Hazard is, he's known on the regional scene in MMA. I'm not sure so much about his Muay Thai background, but, myself as an amateur in kickboxing and Muay Thai, I was 9-1, and it's time for, I'd be fighting Muay Thai a lot more often if it was around. It's just, other than, I think, Blake Grice trying to do some Muay Thai events, like, it just doesn't happen. It's kind of rare around here in South Carolina, so I'm pretty excited about that. Muay Thai is one of my first loves, and something I've really gravitated towards. I've been to Thailand a few times, and I'm really excited to get to showcase my skills in this, and can really put on some stand up techniques that you don't see so much in MMA because of the risk of takedowns and things like that. So I'm really excited, man. I am, and on top of everything, I'm 5'9", 10" on a good day, and Mike Hazard's a big 6'4". And that makes a really interesting matchup, and I'm really very excited to see how this plays out.
No question, man. And you touched on something I actually want to expand on a little bit, is that there was kind of a highlight era of MMA. I think when most people began to be attracted to it, especially on the UFC level, where it's kind of at the height of the striker era, and then that kind of faded off a little bit to the intelligent game plans and the more wrestling heavy, and that's kind of been where we are now, where in general, the wrestler has a big influence, we'll say. And I think some people, not maybe necessarily me, but some people I think who maybe aren't as interested in that side, or maybe not as educated, or to me, I'm excited no matter what's going on. Maybe that comes with levels of knowing what you're looking at. But I seem to feel like there's a resurgence of Muay Thai and people's interest in it. I know that, like, for example, like Glory, every time it comes on, I mean, you used to never hear about it. Now it's like on a Friday night or when it's on, you'll hear about that just as much as any UFC fight night event. I think there's going to be a big swing coming up, because at the end of the day, and this may sound base coming from me, but I'm going to say it because fuck it, it's my show and I can. I think people like to see dudes fucking fight. And Muay Thai offers a unique, respectable skill set that is beautiful as it is deadly. And I think it's very, very attractive to people. And I think it's really taking traction, man. You're going to be surprised.
Yeah, about that, you know, for every striker in MMA, there's 10 to 20 grapplers and wrestlers, you know. And I think with Glory coming, like kickboxing and Muay Thai is becoming more popular between Lion Fights and Glory. You know, Glory, the thing on Spike, Lion Fights on Access TV. It's becoming more well known in America. Like, you know, hopefully one day I'll be able to say, you know, I have a Muay Thai fight and someone's not like, what is that? And I have to say, it's like kickboxing. I think we're getting, you know, close to that where I can say, you know, I have a Muay Thai fight and people will know what I'm talking about. They're not going to be like, grr, you know. But I agree. I think people can, I'm not going to say relate because I don't think a lot of people can relate to fighting, but they can understand a little bit better when dudes are in there punching and kicking because, punching and kicking is somewhat of a more, I feel like it's more natural for humans than some of the intricate moves of jiu-jitsu and judo, you know. So it's a lot easier for them to, watch and enjoy sometimes, you know.
I understand that completely, man. There's been an education of fans in general. I mean, I remember back in the day when, you know, I would be jumping up and screaming when Matt Hughes would be taking guys down and going for these slick submissions and stuff, and all my other friends around me, like, sitting on the couch, like, what's happening?
Yeah.
You know, they're waiting on Chuck Liddell to come and hit someone in the face. But I think, now we get the cheers and stuff when guys go for these moves. So we've seen that education, but that doesn't, just because they know what they're seeing doesn't mean it's necessarily their favorite. And that the same thing can be said that just because, you know, grappling or the takedowns and the ground and pound may be the smartest way for you to win a fight doesn't always mean it's the most exciting. And at the end of the day, those opportunities for the excitement value of buying a ticket do come up more in kickboxing, Muay Thai, and those sports like that. It's just a fact. It has nothing to do with what you like or what you don't like or any bias. It's just true. And so the fans are always going to love that. And I think the more they realize that it's an option, because like you said, at first they're like, Muay Thai, like what is that? I think that's a drink I have on Saturday nights at the bar. I like that thing. Some little fruit stick in it, right?
They don't know.
And now they're going to come and be like, when they leave Conflict 29, they're going to be like, shit, dude, I've got to check out what the hell that was. That one where they weren't taking each other down was badass. And, you know, I think it's, you know, you continue that education. I think a lot of people, especially here, like this particular card feels like it's going to have a lot more attention than normal. I think the last Charleston card was really big. This one would be even bigger. I think with having some of these UFC guys come in and some of these other stuff and the card itself, I think it's going to put a lot of shine on Muay Thai on the 25th, dude.
Yeah, I agree, man. You have like three or four amateur Muay Thai fights and then a pro Muay Thai fight just to start the night off on top of, the pro MMA side has like three or four Bellator vets on it. And, Andre Arlovsky, he's going to be there. Fun fact is, he's kind of why I got into competing in mixed martial arts, like back in when he was beating up Tim Sylvia. I was in high school. I remember watching, I think it was their second or third fight, maybe their second fight. I can't remember. But I do remember watching and be like, man, this dude's an animal. You know, he's striking. And he's who got me into it. I was like, fuck, I want to be like this guy, you know, like this guy with the fangs and like all the chicks like him. I was like, I'm trying to be like this big Russian. Things kind of fell off for him. But, you know, I mean, he's back on it now. That guy, who did he just beat the crap out of? Travis Brown? I mean, that fight was awesome. That's another part that I'm really excited about is I get to, I get to put on a performance and, you know, from a dude that was a big inspiration when he was the champion back at the UFC, just the heavyweight champion. That's what made me pursue this.
I was going to jump to that man and say, you know, now that you mentioned that, you know, he was one of your kickoff inspirations, kind of a match that was thrown into the into the fire for you. That's got to be pretty awesome to know that you're going to walk out and get to, like, showcase your skills in front of this guy. I mean, that's got to be awesome. A lot of people are just excited to meet him, but, I mean, to get to go in there and do work, I mean, at the thing that he also has spent a lifetime with, that's got to be seriously not just compelling when it comes to training and getting ready for the fight and stuff, but just as an individual, like, take all the fight shit out of it, man. I mean, that's just got to be awesome, man. That's a rare opportunity for any person.
Yeah, I mean, at first when I saw the announcement, I was like, oh, shit, you know, like, because a lot of people, I don't tell a lot of people, like, who my first, like, inspiration was, but it was Andrei Arlovski. I was just like, you know, I had like a man crush on that dude, but when I watched him fight, the way he was just banging guys up, and back then, you know, it was more of a grappler, the grappling was really heavy back then. I mean, that was 8 to 9 years ago, I guess, you know, I was like 17 or 18. And he was just banging dudes up using boxing and then, you know, ankle locker pulls every now and again. Like, I was like, man, this guy's, you know, he's sick. And then now I saw the announcement on Facebook the other day, and I kind of got, like, that, like, oh, shit, you know, kind of, like, nervous or whatever. But then, I mean, I just realized, like, this is a good chance to put them, you know, put on a performance and go tell that dude what he that he got me into the sport, you know?
Absolutely, man. It's like being here in Charleston. Like, I'm a massive Ghostbusters nerd, like, to the max, like, unquestionably. Like, you think I like MMA, it has not, can't touch my love for Ghostbusters. And then you run into Bill Murray in Charleston, and you have to do everything in your freaking power not to bring up Ghostbusters. Like, because you know it's the one topic he freaking doesn't want to talk about. But it's all you can freaking think. It's like, I'm right here next to Peter Bakeman. This is the best moment of my life. But you don't want to look like a freaking nerd. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I hope that, you know, what's going to end up, you know, what's going to end up happening, Walkers? You're going to meet Andre in, like, passing. You're going to be like, sup. inside, it's going to be a freaking explosion.
I know. I'm going to start touching up on my Russian.
That'll be That'll be killer, man. And you know what's cool, dude? I think we should actually do this, man. We're talking about educating the fans and the excitement of this Muay Thai fight. We have a couple of amateur fights. I mentioned a few of them. One of them's a women's Muay Thai fight that I think is going to, like, surprise a bunch of people. And then you guys top off with a pro fight. Break us down in general the difference for these guys listening. We got a good amount of people on the lines listening today. Just break down a general idea of what they're going to see as far as the difference between the amateur Muay Thai fight and Walker Vivian versus Mike Hazard pro Muay Thai.
Well, the beauty about South Carolina is the Muay Thai commission is run by Blake Grice, and he kind of keeps things as pure as he can. Yeah, the main difference, and really the only two differences that I know of off the top of my head, the amateur Muay Thai, I believe it's full rules. I'm almost 100% positive on that because I've fought for Blake before as an amateur in Muay Thai, and he likes full rules. So they'll be wearing, the only difference is they'll be wearing elbow pads, these little thin elbow sleeves, the same 10-ounce gloves that the pros wear, no shin pads, just like the pros, and they do... instead of 3-minute rounds, they'll be doing 2-minute rounds. And that's really the only difference.
Wow. So I mean, really here, we're going to get a nice display of Muay Thai for 4 or 5 fights here, just to kick off the card, in essence, man.
Yeah, I think, and I think that's really going to get the fans amped up. It's really going to get the fighters amped up. When you have 3, 4, 5 striking-only matches to start the whole card off, I mean, there's no one has a choice but to get jacked up, you know? Like, it's the energy in the crowd, for real, the energy in the crowd, they're going to be, you know, they're going to want blood. They're going to want blood after these Muay Thai fights. And I think these MMA fighters, the guys that are fighting the MMA matches, they're going to feel that, you know? And I think they're going to fight harder. They're going to try to get the fans
no.
what they want.
No doubt, man. I couldn't agree more. I actually said it earlier this week. It's crazy that you say that, man. I said, I'm just going to paraphrase myself because I can't remember anything. But I said basically the same thing, man. Like, dude, these Muay Thai fights are going to be so sick and so strike-heavy and so nasty that I think the MMA fighters are going to have to step it up a notch on the 25th, man. I think I think seeing it, if they do, or seeing the results, or even hearing of it, is going to make them go in there and do work, because I think the crowd is going to be switched on so hard that they're not going to be able to do anything less, man.
Right, exactly.
So you couldn't have a better you couldn't have like better kerosene for an entire card like this. Gonna kick it off hard, man. And there are a lot of great fights on this, and it's also pretty cool that you know, you'll be able to kind of be a main event in a smaller card before it all happens, and then get to enjoy the rest of the card, man.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that part. You know, being able to fight kind of early on a card, and then just be able to kick back and watch the rest of the night unfold. You know, it's gonna be nice. I know a few of the guys fighting on the card, and yeah, I'm really excited for the pro portion of the card, to be honest with you. I know three or four of the guys on the pro portion, and I'm really excited to see how those fights play out.
Let's get a little more specific. Give me two fights on the pro card that you really are looking forward to seeing.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but Verano Webb is on this card. He's fighting,
Josh
Robinson.
Yep.
Yeah, Mo is one of my favorite 125-135ers to watch. Just with his kung fu style and the way he makes it work in MMA, it's really, really interesting and intriguing to me. I'm kind of a martial arts nerd myself. Like, growing up, I always wanted to be a ninja and, like, be in martial arts and watching movies. And the way he's making his kung fu style, like, because he switches back and forth. You know, he'll use, like, you know, boxing Muay Thai, and then he goes into, like, a kung fu mode. And it's really cool to watch, and he makes it work. And, yeah, I'm really excited for that fight, and also probably Derek Kennington and Shane Crenshaw. I've seen Crenshaw say some pretty crazy shit online. Derek being the professional that he is, isn't playing into it, but don't think that he's letting that shit go come fight night for sure. You know, that's going to be in the back of his mind about the stuff that's being said. So I think that one's going to be an interesting fight, because you have a guy, a jiu-jitsu black belt, and then a pretty high-level wrestler going against each other. I mean, hopefully the way I think it's going to go down is they're going to nullify each other's ground game, and it's going to be a stand-up war.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping anyway, you know.
Yeah, man, I can agree, man. Shane has put some... he put a couple of those out there on Facebook about this fight. I'll have to say that. That's definitely true. No question.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's a wild man.
Yeah, no, he definitely is, man. No question. I would agree, too, about Mo. I love watching the fight. It's kind of that hangar sort of kung fu approach that he hops in and out of, that hop guard sort of, like, literally.
Hop guard, yeah,
what he does,
yeah. I think that's what it is. Hop guard, I believe.
Yeah. It's very awesome. I'm also about... Staley versus Millwood, because I've seen Millwood two times in a row now, and that dude has got a crazy, like, Don Fry chin, and he just goes out there and throws bombs. And then,
is
you know, Solo's got a long history.
Is he the one that was in that crazy fight in Macon?
Yeah.
Is he the one? I can't remember the name of the guy. Yeah. Oh, man, he's fighting Solo. That's going to be nuts, because Solo's got, you know, he's got NyQuil on his hand. And that dude's chin, Millwood's chin is steel. Holy crap, that's going to be an awesome fight. I mean, like I said, man, the pro MMA fight, I'm excited as hell, because Adrian Anderson kicks off the pro portion. He's fighting some big 6'6" dude, and then the main event is, you know, the Thai Sam Promeny versus Nick Smiley, who's fought for you guys a bunch. I mean, the pro, this is like one of the best pro cards I've seen. Maybe not ever, because I haven't seen all of them, but, I mean, it's definitely one of the best pro cards I've seen in South Carolina, you know, live.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Is going to be fantastic, man. Now, I want to jump to, I got a little bit more time, so I definitely want to hit on this. I want to get specific, just for a second, about Hazard. You mentioned a little bit earlier about, his height and stuff. So I'm going to break this into two questions, and this will be the first part. First part is, what has you most excited about fighting this opponent in particular? Mike Hazard.
Most excited. His height, man. It's gonna, you know, I fight to challenge myself. Like with this guy, it's. I like to think of things almost like a mathematical problem sometimes. And it's going to be really interesting to see how quick or how long it's going to take me to figure this problem out. He's, like I said, he's 6'4" on a 170-pound frame. That's two things that excite me because that's very tall. I'm going to have to figure out my range and use my quickness to get in and get out on this guy. And also, I'm pretty excited because I know he's going to be he's going to have to come down, you know, a great deal with that big frame to make 170. So. That's two things that excite me about fighting him. From what I understand, he's a game opponent. So.
Yes, that is true. Last year, I believe it was Hazard who won the knockout of the year last year for Conflict. I think in a fight with Warren Smith, if I'm not mistaken, which was pretty cool considering.
He dropped on his face.
Yeah, man, and Warren's got one of them good chins. So that was a good fight. I was there for that one. That was pretty exciting. It's definitely, like I said earlier, you know, what makes this fight awesome is that we have two guys that people know, and they're going to have a pro Muay Thai fight. We know what we're going to see to an extent, but what we do know is what we're not going to see. And I think that's what's got people so freaking stoked, because they look at Walker Vivian and they think, man, what a freaking dynamic striker. What a guy that can implement his game plan. What a survivor, too. And then we look at Mike Hazard and we think, man, what a guy who uses great use of his range, powerful striker. And then we take out all the ground stuff. I mean, what's not to freaking love about this?
Yeah. Is that the second question?
Question two. Yes. No, I was just rambling. Question two. This is I ask almost every person this who comes on the show, because it's one of my favorite questions. I like to look back on it once the fights are over. And here it is. When people are filing out of the Memminger Auditorium, when the fights are all over and everyone's going home and in their cars, and this fight comes up, like what is the impression that you want to leave on the crowd, the fans? What do you want people talking about when they're, you know, going home after Conflict 29?
I want them to say, man, I want to see that Walker guy fight again. You know, that's a pretty easy question to answer. I always want people to say, like, I want to see Walker fight again. And I think I've done pretty well with that, trying to make people have that mindset after my fights as an amateur in MMA. And I'm really confident that they'll say the same after seeing this fight on July 25th for sure.
Absolutely. I haven't said this to you in about a year, but I'm going to say it here as we kind of wrap up, man. You have unquestionably the coolest name in martial arts. Like, your name is badass. First name badass, last name badass. Together, it's like the double hitter, man. And we used to do it like a hashtag. I don't even know if you remember the old hashtag days when I used to do like best name in MMA.
Yeah, I do.
I like follow you around anywhere I'd find you, post anything, I'd be like, best name in MMA.
I gotta thank my mom and my dad for that one. I don't know who came up with Walker, but it's an interesting conversation piece, that's for sure. You know, it's always been my whole life Vivian your first name, Walker your last name. When I was 10 and I was in a co-ed summer camp, I got put in the girls' cabin because they thought Vivian Walker. I mean, it's literally like an everyday thing. Any place, doctor's office, bank, anywhere that has to read my name is something that's, you know, brought up. It's definitely a conversation.
Oh, man. The first thing happens, like, I read on, like, Walker. I'm like, all right, automatically, this dude is badass. And then I get to the Vivian part, and I'm like, I don't think about it in a female way because it's a last name. So instead, I'm like, Vivian, man, that sounds hardcore. Is that Greek? Like Italian? I don't know what that is, but it sounds dangerous. It sounds dangerous as shit.
Yeah.
Listen, Walker, man, I want to thank you. Go ahead.
We'll have
to find out, man. I will totally ask you on the microphone on July 25th. in front of everyone. So be ready with your genealogy. Come prepared, son. Man, Walker, I want to thank you so much, man, for taking time out of your day on Sunday to do the Cerebral Sundays with us and kick it and have a great time. Of course, we will have you back on as we get closer, as well as I'm sure sit down and do a little, you know, article something. I always love getting a chat with you and the crew, man. I always like to take a minute to give you guys a chance to thank any, you know, family, friends, sponsors. Maybe you got a badass new game on PlayStation 4 everyone needs to play, your gamer tag, whatever it is you want to talk about. This is free open Walker Vivian time, man. What you got for us?
I just want to thank my family for supporting me. That goes for my mom, my dad, my girlfriend, my son, all of them for supporting me on this journey. My sponsors, Unique Kennel, Toro BJJ, Island Bar and Grill, and Hero Tattoo. They've been with me since day one, and they've never really left my side. Scott out of Myrtle Beach. Go check them out if you're in Myrtle Beach. And my gyms, first and foremost, I want to thank Therapy JJ. They've really improved, like, the MMA side of my game and the jiu-jitsu side. Like, they've taken me from just, you know, a striker trying to pretend to be an MMA fighter, and they turned me into an MMA fighter, you know, between sharpening my ground game and making me more comfortable. And my good friend and a friend for the last 5 or 6 years now, Nick Rodriguez, anytime I need, for instance, like this Muay Thai fight coming up, anytime I need help, you know, it's a little bit closer drive than Florida, and he has always welcomed me with open arms. And I want to thank my family and friends and training partners down at Jacksonville Muay Thai, another set of people that have just really welcomed me with open arms, taking care of me every time I'm down there. So, yeah, without all of them, man, I don't know if I'd be doing this because they've really pushed me. Everybody I just named has really pushed me and allowed me to keep doing this. So.
That's awesome, man. Of course. Thank you also, guys, for bringing Walker Vivian to the scene and helping him come and be a part of this awesome card. It's going to be badass beyond belief. And I really do believe that this is going to be like two events in one with the way they have the AmiTa Pro followed by the AmiTa Pro, man. So I think this is really going to be something special. And this fight is to die for, man. I think it's just as enticing as any of the pro MMA matches that are going down the 25th. So, man, Walker, thank you so much, man, for coming on. I would agree too. Nick, Hector, all those guys, like to give a shout out to also Source Armor Fight Store. Make sure you guys check them out, and you guys know Unique Kennels and all those guys. So, thank you so much for coming on, Walker, and I'm sure we will get together soon, brother.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Eric. It's always fun, man. It's always fun.
Absolutely, dude. We'll get together in a week or two, and once we get a little closer to the fights and everybody's hype is business, and we'll do this thing, man. Thank you so much, Walker.
No problem, buddy. Take care.
Absolutely. Everybody, that's Walker Vivian taking on Mike Hazard in a beast mode pro Muay Thai fight, leading by example, leading by education, leading by inspiration. These guys are going to do great. Make sure to check this out and check out all those sponsors, man. You know, that's part of the thing here. You know, the UFC might be being crazy with their sponsors, but we show love around here. So do go and check those guys out. You know, they help keep these fighters engaged. They help keep these fighters able and capable, and that's very important. We couldn't do any of these cards without this, whether it be, Walker sponsors or Mike's, or Conflicts, or War of the Words, man. You know, get out there and find something you can get behind, because it ultimately helps everybody. So I definitely like to thank Walker and everyone behind him for making this happen, and him for his time this good Sunday. You know, we got to get it in cerebral style. Great show, man. I enjoyed it highly. Kobe wasn't able to make it, but who cares? It's okay. I'm bad enough for two, so it works out pretty phenomenally. Again, I just want to cover this Conflict card before we close out one more time. Make sure to check it out. You can go to ConflictMMAPromotions.com. I think you can actually just type in ConflictMMA.com now, or you can go to Facebook and type in Conflict. You can catch a whole bunch of articles on this, as well as this show and others. You can check the fight card out for yourself. If you need tickets or information, man, call 843-603-1115. Again, that's 843-603-1115. I'd like to give a shout-out myself to Sore Summer Fight Store. Love those guys, ssfightstore.com. They've always got great deals. And if you're a fighter, man, let me tell you, they do phenomenal logos, unique logos, shirts, banners. The works, man. Hector Santiago is a great guy, man, and they have phenomenal deals, phenomenal fight team. So make sure to check them out. Even if all you need is a banner or maybe some help with some shirts or just getting a logo, check them out, man. I couldn't recommend them more highly. And, of course, last but not least, I wanted to once more remind everybody about American Top Team Low Country opening up in Charleston July 11th, 2015. That is this year, right around the corner at 1850 Wallace School Road. I believe that's in West Ashley. You're going to have family programs as well as top quality. You know ATT. I don't got to go into that, man. Hosted by Malachi Friedman. You can check him out on Facebook. Keep up with that. Probably the best way. That's Malachy Friedman. They're going to have some special discounts and a lot more going on. So make sure to check out that grand opening. On behalf of myself and everybody on my team, you guys know who you are. So that's what I got for you. You know, we'd always like to do some music before we get up out of here. So what are we going to go with it? I didn't pull up anything, but I think we're going to go with Showbread. I used to be in this band a long time ago when I was in high school. And since Walker brought up the old high school years back in the day, I'm feeling nostalgic. So we're going to end the show today with some Showbread, Mouth Like a Magazine.
Hi. Thank you for tuning in today to War of the Words Relentless Radio. We know we're the baddest motherfuckers out, but we just want to thank you for recognizing that. So make sure to keep tuning in week after week, or we'll kill everyone in your family. Literally. Google Maps is pretty impressive these days. So thank you, and please tune in week after week as we continue to cover great MMA in your area. Thank you for listening to War of the Words.